Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this month's faith-based episode of Good Success Moments. I'm your host, Carol Walker. This month's episode is entitled Starting Over. Starting Over. Starting over usually occurs when a change is needed or has taken place. The need to change or the need to start over may occur due to numerous reasons. For example, revamping a lifestyle due to the COVID-19 pandemic, moving away from home after graduation, recovering from an abusive relationship, changing careers, or for some other reason. Circumstances causing the need for change may be harmonious or vexatious. The pandemic, graduation, relationship, and career examples can likely be considered harmonious reasons for starting over. But on a different note, the need for change may be due to sin. Sin is any transaction committed in contrast to God's expectations for us. Sin can be in the form of ignorance or defiance. A sin of ignorance is committed when all of the facts are not fully understood by the perpetrator. Failure to keep the Ten Commandment directives are examples of sins of ignorance. These commandments can be found in Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, and John 13, verses 34 and 35. Jesus lets us know in John 8 and 7 and Romans 3 and 23 that none of us are without sin, and we have all sinned and fallen short of what God expects from us. Defiant sin is committed when the perpetrator openly or boldly disregards God's commandments. Blasphemy is an example of defiant sin when it refers to having gross disrespect for the Holy Spirit. Please note, there is no forgiveness for this type of blasphemy, as stated in Matthew 12, verses 31 and 32. Since all of us have sinned in some way, thank God for his son Jesus, who gives us the right to be forgiven of our sins and to start over if we asked him for forgiveness. Forget the critics. If we know that God has forgiven us, we no longer have to feel guilty for anything that we may have done unless it involves blatant disrespect of the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, God forgives us of sins, both large and small. And he does not require us to announce our forgiven past sin to the world unless he leads us to do so. God does expect us to start over by changing our way of thinking. Romans 12 and 2. He expects us to eliminate sin in our lives as we understand what sin is. Once God has forgiven us of sin, we are to thank him for his grace, mercy, and loving kindness in forgiving us. We are to seek understanding by studying his word to avoid committing identical sin and other sins. We are to restore what was taken from others if sin or, fraud or theft was the nature of the sin. We are to forgive ourselves and focus on moving forward in our lives. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. God, we cannot thank God enough for Jesus. When we genuinely invite Jesus Christ into our lives, old mistakes are forgiven, causing new opportunities to become available, making starting over a natural course of action. This concludes this episode of Good Success Moments broadcast. Review the description notes for contact information. Thank you for tuning in. Stay safe till next time. Goodbye.